This poem is called For My Son. In the poem, I use two terms that may be unfamiliar. One is Hasidus, which is the literature and philosophy of the Hasidic movement, a branch of Judaism founded by the Baal Shem Tov in the 18th century. Hasidus is rooted in Jewish mysticism and emphasizes the presence of the divine in the physical world. Mishnayos is plural for Mishnah, the first collection of Jewish oral law, which was later expanded upon and elucidated in the Talmud. The poem is comprised of three sections. 1. In the picture of you at school, you stare out from the opening of an enormous box you've constructed out of wooden blocks. What does life have in store for you? Sometimes you drift for long moments into your own imagination. Those calling to you may as well be calling from a country across the ocean. First son, quiet boy with a large forehead and accommodating temperament. Today I read a poem about a man whose father broke his promise to take him fishing when the man was young. His father dying, never having fulfilled his promise, and the son's disappointment, and later his recognition that we want to live up to our words, but the complicated life interjects. What passes between father and son, and what is not passed and is therefore lost? 2. Once, walking home from synagogue, snow descending on the Squirrel Hill streets, my father said, "A person can speak to another person, but cannot experience what it means to be the other person. The essence is not transferable." I can't imagine you, as you are now, ever wondering about this. Hasidus says the father does transfer the essence to the child via his seed. And this is unlike transfer of wisdom or sharing of thoughts. It's the creation of a new entity, almost out of nothingness. It's the sobering presence of the other being. There you are in the picture, staring out of the opening in the box, a great builder, an imaginative boy. 3. Sometimes we learn Torah together, and I don't understand how it is that I have come to sit at the little black table in the guest room with you, studying Mishnayos. I, who only later decided this meant something, that it is, in fact, all of life.